If you've got a couple of minutes, we'd like to give you a sampling of what we do every single day, Monday through Friday, at the Business News Hour. Here's a sample of some of the headlines.
Well, amid budget cuts for education, agriculture, public safety, Iowa still finds $500,000 to update its newest office building. Welcome to the Business News Hour for Monday, the 24th of April. We're glad you're with us, everybody. In other business and economic news of the day, the French vote yesterday had the markets buzzing today. We'll share all during the Wall Street Report. Agriculture is worried that a tough crackdown on immigration by the Trump administration is going to impact harvest and food costs. Those stories and a conversation with radio legend Jim Bohannon about radio and its future. In other business and economic news today, one company that disappointed when it came to earnings was Coca-Cola, and that means 1,200 jobs are slashed at the soft drink giant. McDonald's was one of the companies that posted positive earnings. We'll tell you about that. Yesterday, it was farmers worried about finding enough help for the harvest. Today's immigration story comes from Churchill Downs in Kentucky. Well, the next big career that's having trouble finding workers is auto mechanics, where making six figures is really possible. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 27th day of April. Glad you are with us, everybody. We'll get to that story first tonight. In other business and economic news, we've got a couple of stories about cars and trucks to go with that auto mechanic story. American Airlines is handing out pay increases, but Wall Street doesn't like it. West Bank had a great first quarter. We've got some Greater Des Moines partnership news, and sadly, a couple of retail closings to report. Thousands of people turned out in hundreds of cities across the United States to mark May Day. We'll have that story first. President Trump made news today talking about breaking up big banks and raising the national gas tax. It also looks like Congress will approve a $1 trillion spending package to keep the country open for business until at least September. Well, there you have it. That's what we do every single day, Monday through Friday, from 5 until 6 o'clock on the only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest. Hope you can catch us live Monday through Friday, AM 940, in Des Moines and worldwide on our radio blog. Thanks for listening.